Lord Beckett.
Did you really think you could take everything from me?
He drew his sword as he spoke. The nobleman rose, straightening like a string, and stared at him with a look of bewilderment bordering with terror. Kandra shared his emotion, remaining seated. What the hell was going on? She'd asked for no nonsense, and Davy hadn't lasted a day. Had her having to leave really hurt him that badly? She saw the devil of the seas now, and she didn't like it.
One more step, Jones, and I'll kill you both.
Beckett squeezed out, trying hard to hold back the shivers. The girl noticed how he put one hand on the hilt of his sword and reached for his pistol with the other. A candlestick stood directly beside her. She estimated the distance. Action had to be lightning quick.
Did you think I would let you take the only thing of value to me? Do whatever you want with her behind my back. You're playing a game with the sea devil, and no one comes the winner out of it.
The captain finished his retort with a grim grin and prepared to teleport, taking a swing. At the same moment, Kandra grabbed the candlestick and, without thinking about the force and specific point of impact, struck Beckett over the head with it, rising sharply from her chair. She wanted no part in Davy's cruel scheme, of which she knew nothing, but she knew that, if she continued to idle, he would be on his deathbed. In such situations, there was no room for moral arguments, and she had long since taken a side.
He staggered back from the blow and crashed into a cabinet against the wall, his hand gripping the bruise which was dripping blood. However, he stayed on his feet, aiming the pistol at the chest, but the captain was already there waiting for him. He knocked the pistol out, the bullet missing the target, grabbed Beckett by the collar, threw him to the middle of the room, jammed his boot on the scabbard, and pressed the blade to the side of his neck.
You know I'd love to see you try to run my boys and your company, and have your smart clothes and pomaded face mutilated by the curse, but I've got unfinished business. And though the Flying Dutchman is a cage, it's my cage, you see.
Davy smiled as he watched him try to draw his sword, and when Beckett struggled to rise, he kicked him with his mutated leg.
You shouldn't have taken Kandra. Maybe you and your ship would have lasted longer. You got carried away, as if you were gambling.
Do you have to tell me about gambling? The man who has spilled so much blood and turned so many people into monsters simply because he was blinded by rage and a desire to make the lives of others as worthless as yours. Do you think you can go alone against an entire world, handle the consequences of your today's actions? Have you ever thought about the consequences? Though the Scots do tend to live on their emotions and swing their swords at anyone who tries to convey rationality and truth to them.
The captain clenched his teeth and thrust the blade deeper. Beckett wheezed and blood began to drip from the corners of his mouth.
Won't you ask me, Lord Cutler Beckett, do you fear death?
No, you don't belong in my crew.
Davy replied with feigned regret and without hesitation slit his throat. He stood there for a moment, then stabbed the sword into his chest in disgust. Kandra was silent the whole time, shuddering at the blows and closing her eyes. Not knowing what to think, she just looked at the captain and inquired.
Davy, what is happening?
Judgment, vengeance, revolution, call it whatever you want. The important thing is that now we own our destinies again, and that bastard won't mess with them anymore.
He replied, putting the blade back in its sheath and turning to the girl.
Get whatever documentation you can find and bring your own covenant. It might come in handy. I'll take the chest, look for the key, and make sure everything is going according to plan.
What is the plan?
She insisted on explaining as she dutifully began to pull out the drawers and stack the papers.
After they took you away, I spent a few hours on the mainmast yard, watching the changing of the guard and the disposition of the soldiers. Figured out how many people might be out of reach of the main deck. As you may have heard, I miscalculated a bit, but it's not critical. We got off to a perfect start. Beckett's dead, you and I are alive. Anything else doesn't matter much.
The captain said, rummaging through the cabinets, drawers, and every secret corner of the cabin.
So you set the sailors up for a sneak attack, like ninjas?
Kandra asked with childlike delight, unable to believe her ears.
I'd never heard of pirates doing that, and that's an admirable use of teleportation. I hardly think it was a stupid thing to do. All the more reason for it to be opportune since Norrington is due to come aboard the Dutchman day after tomorrow, most likely with a heart to control you.
He will tonight, but without access to my belongings.
Davy commented, slamming some kind of door shut and summing up.
The key isn't here. Apparently one of Beckett's closest people has it.
He had only to say this when three sailors burst into the cabin, two holding a bound and visibly beaten Ian Mercer, the third a man named Maccus.
Captain, we got the yes man with this,
the first mate said, tossing an antique black double key to Davy, which the latter deftly seized with a tentacle.
Now the Admiral's trying to escape.
Then stop him! He's nothing against you on the water! Get them both in the brig, like I asked!
Aye, Captain.
They went back on deck, where the commotion had almost died down.
Did you hear anything else which could be useful while you were here?
Davy turned to the girl, walking over to the desk to retrieve the chest.
There was something. An officer said the pirates had sung the song.
She answered, and noticing the darkening of his face, added anxiously.
What does it mean?
It means the Brethren Court is to be convened. The pirates are cornered and do not have enough forces to fend off the crown. The nine barons would gather, and then they could decide.
The captain paused, stopping his hand over the chest. His fingers trembled, his tentacles whirled restlessly, his breathing quickened. Kandra understood without words.
Calypso,
she said quietly, feeling their hearts clench in pain. Davy pressed his trembling lips together.
They must not free her,